Today's daf is Psachim Daf Chav Beis, and we are five lines from the top of Daf Chav Beis Amir Aleph Masiv Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Rufu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Ovadia Ben Miriam Leah, and Manuela Bas Chana. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we are moving along in the second parak of Masechtas Psachim, the sugya after the sugya of Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyanim, the sugya that discusses the fact that chametz is not only asr b'achila, but also asr b'hana, and more specifically, a sugya that talks about different things that the Torah says you're not allowed to eat. Are you allowed to have anah from them, or are you not allowed to have anah from them? In other words, you can theoretically take all the machalos asurois in the world and divide them into two groups. There are machalos asurois that you also can't benefit from, and then there are machalos asurois that you only can eat, but you can benefit from them. For example, a nevela is something that a yid is not allowed to eat, but a yid is allowed to give his nevela to a guy and get toivas anah from it. Arla is something that the Torah said, not only are you not allowed to eat, but you can't benefit from it either. Either way, the topic is different types of macholis asurois with regards to whether they're mutarbana or asurbana. Specifically, the Gemara mentioned the machloikis between Rabbi Avo and Chizkiah, which is going to underpin today's daf, and it's going to underpin tomorrow's daf as well. Chizkiah said that, what's the makar? How do we know that chametz, in addition to being asurbachilo on Pesach, is also asurbana? So he said it's learned that from a pasuk in Parshish Boy. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe Elohim, Zocher es hayom hazeh asher yitzasem yimitzrayim mibeis avodim, ki b'chozek yad hoitzi Hashem eschem mizeh, v'lo ye'ochel chametz." And Chizkiah was medayik, why did the pasuk say, "V'lo ye'ochel chametz"? It should have said, "V'lo yoichal chametz." V'lo ye'ochel chametz sounds like chametz shall not be eaten. Thou shalt not eat chametz. That's usually the way the Torah talks. So why this lashon v'lo ye'ochel chametz? Chizkiah said, it's coming to teach me that not only are you not allowed to eat chametz, but you're not allowed to have hana from chametz either. Meaning, it's mavur from Chizkiah that had the Torah simply said lo ye'ochel chametz, it would imply you're not allowed to eat chametz. Who said I can't have hana from chametz? From the fact that the Torah went out of its way, it distorted the usual language that it uses. It doesn't say v'lo ye'ochel chametz, it says v'lo ye'ochel chametz. That's a kroyes seira, that's a drasha in the world of Midas Shatur and Adreshes Bem, and that teaches us that the Isser is not only thou shalt not eat, but the Isser is also thou shalt not have hana. The Gemara said, "Upligi the Rabbi Avo," because Rabbi Avo clearly said that every single time it says in the Torah the word lo yoichal, whether it's lo soichal or lo soichlu, but if the Torah says thou shalt not eat, it means thou shalt not eat and thou shalt not have hana from it either. In other words, according to Rabbi Avo, that we would not need a drasha of a lo yoichal chametz as opposed to a lo yoichal chametz to tell me that chametz is also hana, because every time it says lo yoichal, every time it says lo soichal, every time it says lo soichlu, it always means isra achila, and it means isra not. Now, how did Rabbi Avo know that? Rabbi Avo learned it from the parsha of nevela and from the parsha of treifa. Because when the Torah says you're not allowed to eat nevela, the Torah went out of its way to say, so what should you do with the nevela? Have hana from it. Give it to the ger toishav, sell it to the nachri. Said Rabbi Avo, the Torah sounds like it needed to tell me that even though I said you're not allowed to eat nevela, but you're allowed to have anah from it. If isra achila means isra achila, and it doesn't mean isra anah, so why would the Torah have to tell me I could have anah from it? Oh, so isay meres. Every single time it says in the Torah lo yisoichlu, every time it says lo yoichal, it says lo yisoichal, it always means isra anah, acha yiparet l'chak. Rabbi Avol said, I have another source to this. The halach of treifa. It says that a yid's not allowed to eat treifa. What should you do with the treifa? Everybody knows. Lakel of tashlichon. I say, oh, here the Torah went out of its way to tell me you're allowed to have anah from a treifa. What does it sound like that otherwise you would not be allowed to have anah? So Rabbi Avol said, wherever it says lo yoichal, it means isra achila and isra anah. That's clearly not like Chizkiah, because if Chizkiah held like Rabbi Avol, then why would you need lo yeyochel chametz to tell me that there's an isra anah by chametz? Once it says lo yoichal, I would know that. In other words, from a high level, we have a machloikis between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avo. According to Chizkiah, when the Torah says thou shalt not eat, it means thou shalt not eat. It does not mean isra anah. According to Rabbi Avo, any time it says in the Torah thou shalt not eat, it means thou shalt not eat and thou shalt not benefit. Ad sheyupar l'chak asim, unless the Torah specifically tells me that you're allowed to have anah. So on that note, zok de gemara, masiv Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha asked the kasha on Rabbi Avo. Again, Rabbi Avo holds that every time it says in the Torah you're not allowed to eat something, it means you're not allowed to eat it and you're not allowed to have anah from it either. What's this kasha? Varei gid hanasha, the third mitzvah in the Torah. according to the count of the Sefer HaChinuch, is the Isser Gid HaNasha. Yaakov fought with Sarish Alesov. Sarish Alesov hit Yaakov, and it's because of that the Torah says, Al Kain Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael Eskid HaNasha Asher Al Kaf HaYorich Ad HaYoim Hazeh. Up until nowadays, Ki Noga B'Chaf Yerech Yaakov B'Gid HaNasha. Zog the Gemara. Okay, so it says in the Torah, they now let it eat the Gid HaNasha V'Tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah in Mesech Tezchulin in Perek Gid HaNasha Shlech Adam Yerech L'Nachri. A Yid is allowed to send the Yerech, the thigh of the animal, to a non-Jew, V'Gid HaNasha B'Zoicha, even though it has the Gid HaNasha inside of it. V'Pnei Shem Mekoy Me'Neket. The reason is because any person that's going to buy the Gid or the Yerech from a guy will know whether the Gid HaNasha is there or the Gid HaNasha is not there. So just to be clear, a Yid's not allowed to eat from the Gid HaNasha. A guy is allowed to eat from the Gid HaNasha. The Issa to eat Gid HaNasha, even though it's mentioned before Maimed Har Sinai, even though it's mentioned when Yaakov Avinu, according to one side in the Prashas Drachim, right in the beginning in Drush Aleph, had a din of a Benoich, but the Isra is not related to Bnei Noach. In fact, the Pasuk says, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael. So even though it's mentioned in the Parshas by Yishlach way before Maimed Har Sinai, but it's clear that the Isra was given to Bnei Yisrael, it wasn't given to a non-Jew. Based on that, there's no reason, theoretically, a Yid shouldn't be able to give Gid HaNasha to a guy, unless he's not allowed to benefit from it. If it be Asa Bana, so then a guy can go buy his own Gid HaNasha. But for me to give Gid HaNasha to a guy, that already would be a little bit of an issue. Says the Mishnah, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? The Mishnah adds a Knech. The Mishnah says, what's that Knech? So Rashi says, there would have been another reason why maybe you shouldn't be able to give the Gid HaNasha to a guy. Because maybe a Yid will see you giving it to a guy, then the Yid will buy it from the guy, thinking that you, as a Yid, probably took the Gid HaNasha out. He's going to eat it, thinking that there's no Gid HaNasha there, and he's going to end up being over the Issa Gid HaNasha. So says the Mishnah, don't worry about that either. That's like a Zaitig issue. Don't worry about that. Why? Mipnei Shevakamei Nikra. A Yid who buys the Yerech will know it's very difficult to take the Gid HaNasha out, which is why most Yidin don't eat from the back of the cow, because that's where the Gid HaNasha is, and it's very, very complicated to take the Gid out. You have to do a process that's known as Nikor, and most Yidden today don't have a Masaira on Nikor, and as a result, we don't even touch it. But the point is, it needs to be taken out with such surgical precision that if it's not taken out, you're going to know, and it's for that reason you're allowed to give it to a guy. But what do you see from here? We just need the basic point of the Mishnah, that it's okay for a Yid to take his Yerech and send it to a guy. What does that mean? It's Mutabah No. Why is it Mutabah No? It's a Mishnah, according to Chizkiyah, just says in the Torah, King Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael. It doesn't say Lo Ye Yochel, so it means it's Rachil, it doesn't mean it's Rano. But according to Rabbi Vo, that every time it says it's Rachil, it also means it's Rano. So the Gid HaNasha should be also Rano. Why is it okay to give HaNasha to a guy? So the Gemara says, Kosover Rabbi Vo, Rabbi Vo is of the opinion, Kishahutra Nevela, He Vechelba Vegidohutra. That when the Torah was not in Nevela, that's Mefurish in the Torah, that's non negotiable. The Gera Sheb, Bisharecha, Titnena, Amoicha, Timkarena, Lenachi. The Torah said very clearly that you're allowed to benefit from the Nevela. So what did the Torah mean? Just visualize it. You have an animal and you shechted it and oops, it's an avela. So what are you going to do with it? You don't want this animal to go to waste. So you give it to the shegets that you know. That's something the Torah says that you're allowed to do. In fact, it seems to be encouraged. Go ahead and do that. It sounds like you can give the whole animal. It sounds like he could even get the Gid HaNasha. So says Rabbi Vo, really when it says in the Torah, Yisra Achila means Yisra No. But over here, when the Torah said, take all the Nevela and give it to a guy, it was Mashma, take all the food. Included in that is the Gid HaNasha. It's edible, so it's probably included in that. And as a result, here we have a Mefurish Apasik that the Gid HaNasha is Mutter, just like we have a Mefurish Apasik that the Nevela is Mutter. But the Gemara says that this Teretz of the Gemara is really Tali in a Machlaik. It's Hondi, Chalamandama, Yesh Begid HaNasha, and that's all good according to Mandama that holds Yesh Begid HaNasha, and it's machlokes Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda in Mesechtes Chulin. Yesh begidin benoisin tam, or ein begidin benoisin tam. This sugya of yesh begidin benoisin tam is, of course, what ushers in all the sugyas of taruvas that the Gemara talks about in the end of Mesechtes Chulin. It's actually not the end; it's daf kuf, but Chulin goes a lot past that. But the Gemara over there discusses all the sugyas of taruvas. Where does it come in? Because it's discussed in the context of cooking the Gid HaNasha together with the other food. We know, you know, if somebody cooks kosher food with non-kosher food together, unless you have 60 times of the kosher food connected to the non-kosher food, the halach is the taruvas is going to be also. Why? Because we assume that the non-kosher food was noising tam. It gave taste into the taruvas, and there's a halacha called tam kicker. Incidentally, one of the places in Shas where the Gemara talks about Tam Ki Iker in detail is Masechtes Pesachim. It's coming up in a few weeks. So it's discussed in very, very great detail, Masechtes Avodah Zarah and in Nazir, of course in Chulin. One of the places is Pesachim. But either way, here's the question. If you would cook the Gid HaNosha together with other food, would it be a problem or not be a problem? So Gemara says it depends. If you hold that the Gid HaNosha is nice and tam, it has taste, so Yesh Begidim and nice and tam, you have a problem. Tam Ki Iker, unless you have 60 times Geneged the Gid HaNosha, you wouldn't be able to eat it. If Ein Begidim and nice and tam, then even though the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, but it's like the Torah said, don't eat this piece of wood. But at the end of the day, if it's not nois and tam, so it won't be aser in a taruf. So the Gemara says like this, if you hold yesh begidim and nois and tam, that means it's food. If it's food, when the Torah said, take all the food of the Nevela and give it to a guy, it meant to even give the Gid HaNosha. But if ein begidim and nois and tam, so it's not really food, it's an eitz ba'alma, it's an eitz yavish. So if that's the case, when the Torah said, give all the food to the nachri, it didn't mean the Gid HaNosha, because ein begidim and nois and tam. So the Gemara's teretz only works that here you have a mefurish, a heter, to give the Gid HaNosha to the guy. Thus, the Torah said mefurish, you're allowed to be nenef from the Gid HaNosha if you hold the Yesh Begidah B'Noyis and Tam. Then it's included in what the Torah meant when it said the Gerah Shabbat Sharecha. But if Ein Begidah B'Noyis and Tam, that's probably not what the Torah was referring to. So the Gemara gives a cheshbon teretz. Man shama le'edom Ein Begidah B'Noyis and Tam. Who's the man that holds Ein Begidah B'Noyis and Tam? Who's the Shita in Shas that holds Ein Begidah B'Noyis and Tam? Meaning, who's the Shita according to whom this teretz doesn't work? Reb Shimon. It's the Tana Reb Shimon. As in Reb Shimon Ba'Yicha, the Tana Yoichel Megidah HaNosha Shal Behemet Meiv. If somebody eats from the Gid HaNosha of the Behemet Meiv, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv Shtayim, for Rabbi Shimon Poiter. Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayiv twice, and Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be Potter. And the Gemara is toilet this Shaila in the Sugya of Yesh Begidah Benois and Tam or Ein Begidah Benois and Tam. But the bottom line is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds Ein Begidah Benois and Tam. Rabbi Shimon Hachi Nami Dasabana. It just so happens in math, Rabbi Shimon holds that the Gid HaNosha is Asabana. The Tanya belonged to the Bryce, Gid HaNosha Mutabana, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Oiser. Rabbi Shimon says that the Gid HaNosha is Aser Behana. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that the Pasik says, Al Kain Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael is Gid HaNosha. And the Gemara said, that's a Kashan Rabba Vo. Because we know Gid HaNosha is Mutar B'Hana. If it's Mutar B'Hana, and the Torah says, Al Kain Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael is Gid HaNosha, you see, when the Torah says you shouldn't eat, it just means don't eat. You're allowed to have Hana. So the Gemara is giving one of two terus. If either says the Gemara, you could say that when the Torah said that you're allowed to benefit from the Nevela, included in that is you're allowed to benefit from the Gid HaNosha. Now that only works if you hold Yesh Begidah B'Nois and Tam. If you hold Ein Begidah B'Nois and Tam, what are you going to do? So the Gemara says, one Tan and Shas that holds Ein Begidah B'Nois and Tam. It happens to be Rav Shimon. By the way, Rav Shimon holds that the Gid HaNosha is Aser Bana, so it works out Maman of Shach. If you hold Yesh Begidah B'Nois and Tam, you have the Heter of Nevelo. And if you hold Ein Begidah B'Nois and Tam, it's not a Kasha anyway, it's a moot point. Because Reb Shimon is the one that holds Ein Begidah B'Nois and Tam, it's Reb Shimon L'Shitasoi, that Reb Shimon holds that the Gid HaNosha is Aser Bana. So today's daf is going to be hashtag no raid. However, a little promo, and that is we've mentioned that the app, Be'ezus Hashem, is in the process of being redeveloped and redone and perhaps the biggest distinguishing factor that's going to be in the new app is that there are going to be raid bytes that are searchable, A, and B, related raid bytes. So for example, Psochim Daf Chav Beis is going to have different raid bytes that weren't spoken at what we learned Psochim Daf Beis, but are attached to Psochim Daf Beis. So just to give a few examples as we go through today's daf. So right here, we have a machloikas Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon, whether the Gid HaNosha is Aser B'Hana or the Gid HaNosha is Mutar B'Hana. Reb Yehuda says Gid HaNosha is Mutar B'Hana. Reb Shimon says Gid HaNosha is Aser B'Hana. There's a machloikas Rishonim, whether we pass him like Reb Yehuda or we pass him like Reb Shimon. The Rama paskins like Reb Yehuda, that the Gid HaNosha is Mutar B'Hana. The Chachmei Lunil all paskin like Reb Shimon. They held the halach is that the Gid HaNosha is Aser B'Hana. Now we learned Masechtas Erevin not so long ago. Erevin Manvava Midbeis, Klali Ashas. Whenever there's a machloikas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, who do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Beis Yosef asks that I don't understand. How could the Chachmei Lunil paskin like Rabbi Shimon? It's machlokes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. And whenever it's machlokes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rambam was right for saying that the Gid HaNosha is Mutar B'Hana. It's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds Gid HaNosha is Aser B'Hana, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Because whenever it's machlokes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, we always paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could the Chachmei Lunil say it's Aser B'Hana? L'chayr, don't we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Beis Yosef says Shuv Matzasi. He found that this sheet of Rabbi Shimon is mentioned in a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says mefurish that you're not allowed to eat the Gid HaNosha and you can't be nana from the Gid HaNosha. So he says that maybe the Chachmei Lunil paskin like Reb Shimon, not because of Reb Shimon and Chulin, not because of Reb Shimon and Psach and Chav Beis, but because Reb Shimon, because of the Zohar. And the Zohar says mefurish that the Gid HaNosha is also about no. See, in a chenami, it's not klali apsak Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, the Allah is like Reb Yehuda, but it's a Zohar. And because it's a Zohar, therefore he paskin like Reb Shimon. Freik the Ramah and Darkei Moshe, he says, Rabbeinu Shalom. He says, Shamati, I heard that the author of the Zohar HaKadosh is Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So it seems in the times of the Rama, it was a little unclear who wrote the Zohar. He said, but Shamati, I heard that the author of the Zohar HaKadosh is Rav Shimon. So he says, what did Beis Yosef find in the Zohar? He found that the Zohar also says Gid Anash is Asabana. Of course the Zohar says Gid Anash is Asabana. The Zohar is Rav Shimon. It's Rav Shimon L'shitasai. Rav Shimon in Psoch and Chaf Be'ezim and Alf. That paskins that the Gid Anash is Asabana. So what does he want from the Zohar? It's the Zohar Rav Shimon. And whenever there's a Machlekes Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, we paskin like Rav Yehuda anyways. It's afraid that Darkei Moshe, it's a Tamiya Gedolah. What does the Beis Yosef want? So we spoke at an incredible teretz from the Divrei Yoel, the Heilige Gesat Meruv, in his Sefer Divrei Yoel al HaTorah and Parashas Vayeshev. For more information, you can either wait for the update, or this raid bite is at the very end of Mesechtes Menachis, Daf Samech Aleph. Zok Tigemar Vayt. Again, returning to the Machloikis between Chizkiyah and Rabavo. Chizkiyah's Shita is that wherever it says in the Torah, thou shalt not eat, it just means thou shalt not eat, but you are allowed to have an Anah. Rabavo said, no, wherever it says Isra Achilo, it means Isra Anah as well. So the first Kasha the Gemara asked was from Gid Anosh, the Gemara answered that. Kasha number two. Varei Dam. What about blood? You're not allowed to eat blood. Rachmana Amar, the Torah says, Kol Nefesh Michem, Loi, Yoichal dam. A yid, loisoichal dam. A yid is not allowed to eat blood. At the time we learned in the Mishnah, after they used to pour the leftover blood down the respective yisoides that were on the mizbech. So what do you do with the dam of a carbon? You spritzed it on the mizbech. You did as Rika. What if there was any leftover dam? So there was a yisoid on the Meirif side of Mizbech, there was a Yisoid on the Durm side of Mizbech, and they used to pour the Shiari Adam in the Yisoid. What happened to the blood after it was poured into the Yisoid? So that's what this Mishnah over here is addressing. Says the Mishnah, Elu ve'elu, all the bloods, they would all mix together in this canal, v'yoytzen l'nachal Kidroin, it would end up in the Nachal Kidroin, v'nimkaren, it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. So the people that were in charge of the finances of the Beis HaMikdash would tell this blood, would sell the blood to who? Leganonim, Lezavel, to gardeners, so that they should be able to fertilize their fields. However, this blood is subject to the laws of Mila. But what do you see from here? You're allowed to benefit from blood. Because if you can't have enough from blood, how are they able to sell the dam? So you see, clearly they're allowed to sell the dam. So the Gemara says, Shani dam, the iskish lemayim. Meaning, who's the sakash on a Rabbi Vo? Rabbi Vo, that says that every time it says in the Torah, loy soichal, it means also hana. It says loy soichal dam. So the Khuri, how are you allowed to benefit from the blood? Especially according to Chizkiyah, it says you shouldn't eat the blood. It doesn't say you shouldn't benefit from the blood. That's why these people that were in charge of the monies in the Beis HaMikdash were allowed to sell it. But according to Rabbi Vo, loy soichal means you shouldn't have enough from it either. So how are you allowed to do it? So the Gemara says, blood is different to iska shlamayim. The pasuk says, lo yisoich lenu, alo oretz tishbichenu kamoyim. And the pasuk over there is talking about dam. So it says that dam should be poured on the ground like water, not mayim utarim, just like you'd like to have enough from mayim. Avdam uta, so too, you'd like to have enough from dam. Faith, the Gemara, ve'emek kemayim hameskansel agabim mizbech. Maybe this blood, this water that the Torah compared blood to is not regular water. Maybe it's water that goes on the mizbech. There was water that went on the mizbech. That water is asabana. So maybe when it says al aris tishbechenu kamayim, it means like water that's asabana, and really dam is asabana. Rabbavo kamayim roiv mayim. Says kamayim means like most waters. Nisachamayim is not most waters. Midi roiv mayim. He said doesn't say roiv mayim. So I make it. He says Rav Ashi kamayim anishbachim v'loy kamayim anisachim. What does the pasuk say? Al aris tishbechenu kamayim. The nisach hamayim, the water went on the mizbech. It wasn't poured on the mizbech miloshen shvicha. It was poured on the mizbech miloshen nisach uminchasam vineskeim kemedubar. Right. So it's the wrong word. It wouldn't have said nishbach. It would have said nisach. And as a result, we know that it's not referring to the nisach hamayim. Maybe it's still referring to water that's asabana, water that's poured in front of avodah zara. Asamnami nisach ikri. There too, the Torah uses the word nisach dechsev because the pasuk says. Yishtu yein nesicham. Again, you find in the context of Avodah Zarah, it's nesicham. Bottom line is that you're right. According to Rabbi Vo, wherever it says in the Torah, loy soichal, or loy yoichal, or loy toichlenu, as it says by dam, it should mean not only Isra Achila, it should mean Isra Hanah. If that's the case, why is it that dam is mutter b'hanah? How do you know dam is mutter b'hanah? Because you see that the people in charge of the finances of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to sell the blood to the farmers, they used to make a few shekels on the side, which would, of course, help finance different projects that were going on in the Beis HaMikdash. So why was that something that was allowed to do? The Teretz says, there's a Mefurish Apostolic for it. Alo Ares Tishbechenu Kamayim, and from Alo Ares Tishbechenu Kamayim, we learn that it's treated like water, just like water is mutter b'hanah, so to this is mutabana. Zok tomorrow the chizkiya. According to chizkiya, the my hilchus iskish dam lemaim. What do we need the hekish for dam lemaim? According to chizkiya, when it says like soichal lo yoichal lo isaychlen, when anyways only mitzvah achilu not itzar no. So I don't need a drasha al aretz tishbechenu kamayim to tell me that dam is mutabana. So why did the Torah say al aretz tishbechenu kamayim? Like Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Dom Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yoichin, and Dam Kachim Shadi Machsher. How do you know that dam kachim is not machsher? So just for a fleeting moment, we're going to go back to a gemara that we saw in the sugi of Chanina Skana Kayanim. In order for food to become tamei, it has to be hukshal lekabel tumah. There's a whole mesechta dedicated to this halacha. One of the most obscure mesechtas, mesechtas machshir. But at least we know what the mesechta talks about. That's what it talks about. The laws that in order for food to be tamei, sheretz touches food. So what? Oh, it got wet and you were happy about it. Kiyutan dumyut kiyitin. Now already it's an issue. What about dam kachim? So Rabbi Yochanan said dam kachim is not machshir food. Shenema loy toichlenu ala ores tishbechenu kamayim. Dam shenishbach kamayim machshir. Dam that you can flush down the drain, that has an ability to be machshir like mayim does. She'ena nishbach kamayim. Either way, that's the halacha that Chizkiya learned from this drasha. Not to teach me that it's mutabana, but to teach me that dam kachim is not machshir. As it relates to a related rape bite. Again, not something that we're going to talk about, but just to bring out as a related rape bite. So we're talking about dam, mutabana, asabana. The reason we're discussing it is because there's a mission that says dam is mutabana, and really it says in the Torah, loy soichal dam, thou shalt not eat dam. And Rabbi Avoh says every time it says you shouldn't eat something, it means you shouldn't eat from it, you shouldn't benefit from it as well. In the Sechtes Krisus Dav Chav Beis, we spoke out a long shtickle from Reb Chaim Brisker, where Reb Chaim was learned up in the Rambam. The Rambam says that what's the Isser? What's the shear? How much dam does a person have to eat in order for him to violate the Isser dam? Dam, by the way, is something that's very, very chomer. If somebody eats dam, is chayv karas. So it's very chomer. It's one of the worst things a yid could do is eat dam. It's like eating chametz on Pesach. It's like eating on Yom Kippur. A person is not allowed to eat dam. So what's the shear? So Rambam says the shear is a kezayis. So Reb Chaim, again, this is a long shtick, but Reb Chaim said, why is the shear kezayis? All mashkin, we know the Rambam shtel zavek in Hilchas Macholis Asuros, is shira b'revias. So why, when it comes to dam, is the shira kezayis? Reb Chaim said the reason the shira is kezayis is because it says in the Torah, loy soichal dam. Reb Chaim said that when the kaveya of kezayis and revias is not, is it a food or is it a beverage? Rather, the kaveya is, did the Torah say, thou shalt not eat it? Or the Torah say, thou shalt not drink it? Reb Chaim said, whenever the Torah shtel the Isser, that you shouldn't eat something, so achila is always bekezayis. So Reb Chaim said, the reason dam, shiuroi is bekezayis, is because the Isser is an Isser achila. It says in the Torah, loy soichal, loy yoichal, loy toichlenu. These are all psukim that the Torah mentioned by dam. And being that the Torah used an Isser achila, so it's for that reason. So we're talking about the Isser achila as it relates to Isser anah. It's from the Loshen achila that the Torah used that we know this, incidentally, this has a chametz kenejah as well, because the shear of Isser chametz is also bekezayis. The question is, what happens if somebody has chametz and he liquefies it? You take chametz and you turn it into a liquid form, beer, right? Liquid form, and then you drink it. So is the shear going to be a shear kezayis, or is the shear going to be a shear revias? The Torah never, whenever the Torah talks about the Isser chametz, ki kol oichel machmetzes, ki kol oichel chametz. So if the lashon of the Torah is achila, so that by definition could mean that the shear is going to be a shear kezayis, even if you happen to eat it or drink it in a liquid form. Again, ayin sham in that raid bite, krisos daf chav bezok de gemara weiter. Another Kasha. What about Eva Menachai? So we discussed Rabbi Avoh Shita as it relates to Gedanosha and as it relates to Issa, that prayed the Gemara, Eva Menachai, which is an Isra in the Torah. It's also one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. It says in the Torah, Loi Soichal HaNefesh Im HaBasar. You're not allowed to eat the Nefesh together with the Basar. This is the Makar to Eva Menachai. How do you know that you're not allowed to take a glass of wine and pour it to an Nazir? Come on, Nazir, just one sip, right? Just take one shot. How do you know you're not allowed to do the Eivim Menachai Ben Noyach? How do you know you're not allowed to give Eivim Menachai to Ben Noyach? Tamalemi, the pasuk says, "V'lifnei even lo yisitei michshol." Now, what does it sound like? It sounds like you're allowed to benefit from Eivim Menachai. You just can't give Eivim Menachai to a guy because of Lifnei Iver Leisita Michshol. He's not allowed to eat Eivim Menachai, so you're instigating him. You may get him to do something he's not allowed to do. Holo Klovin, for example. Let's say you would give Eivim Menachai to a dog. Shari, it sounds like it would be mutter. What's the kasha? It says in the Torah, V'lo Yisleichal HaNefesh HaMabasa Sevishon. According to Chizki, L'lo Yisleichal means Yisrael, it doesn't mean Yisrael, no. But according to Rabbi Avoh, that L'lo Yisleichal always means Yisrael, no. So why are you allowed to have enough from Eivim Menachai? So the Gemara says, Shani Eivim Menachai, the Iskish Ladam. Eivim Menachai is different because it's compared to blood. The Chiziv, because that pasuk that we just mentioned, which is the makar to even a chai. It's the second half of a pasuk. What's the first half of that pasuk? And then afterwards it says, so we juxtapose iser dam to iser even min achai. Just like dam, we said is mutter bahana, ala oris tishbechenu kamayim. So too, even min achai is also going to be mutter bahana. According to Chizki, you don't need a hekesh to tell me that even min achai is mutter bahana, because it's anyways mutter bahana. So if that's the case, why the Torah compared to dam? Amalach dam who the iskish levim menachai. You're right. Torah was not learning anything from evim menachai from dam. Just the opposite. Torah was teaching me a hekish between dam and evim menachai to teach me hilchas dam. That there's something about dam that's learned out from evim menachai. What is that? Ma evim menachai aser. Evim menachai is aser. Af dam menachai aser. Dam menachai is aser as well. What does it mean? Dam menachai is aser. What's the definition? The eze ze dam hakaza shanefesh yoytzabai. So Rashi references a sugya mesachtes krisos daf chav beis. Incidentally, Rashi references that sugya, and over there it's mavur that dam hakaza, when you bloodlet an animal, so there's certain dams of the Gemara says there's four different groups of dam that come out when you bloodlet. One of them is aser, and that's what this pasuk is coming to teach me as it relates to being moishet Eivim Menachai to a Ben Noyach. So Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Vav. This is a raid bite in Avodah Zarah Daf Vav. We spoke at a Gevaldig Chiddush from the Shailas Hachuvas Pnei Yeshua, who we know wasn't the Pnei Yeshua, but it was Pnei Yeshua's grandfather, the Pnei Yeshua Zeta. He said that even though V'lifnei Iver Lo Yisitei Michshols in Issadei Raisa, and it's Mavu in this Gemara that there's an Issa V'lifnei Iver Lo Yisitei Michshol even to a Ben Noyach, but the velifnei iver leisitei michshol to a ben noyach is only a nisa derabana. This is a chiddush that he tuzoif, which is very important in the sugyas of the first parak of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. What's the basis for it? He says, because the Gemara says that ra v'yater goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, it's a Gemara in a few places, that the bnei noyach weren't keeping the sheva mitzvahs bnei noyach, and he told them it's fine, mutter. What Hashem said, it's fine, you're a ben noyach, now you can do whatever you want. No, what it means is that even if a ben noyach would keep one of the sheva mitzvahs bnei noyach, he wouldn't get schar like a mitzvah v'oisa, but he would get schar like an eina mitzvah v'oisa. That bnei noyach, a hutcher in the sense that they don't get schar like a mitzvah v'oisa, rather they only get schar like an eina mitzvah. You know, Rabbi Chanina said, God al mitzvah v'oisa, yoisa v'misha eina mitzvah v'oisa. If you're obligated to do a mitzvah and you do it, you get more schar than if you're not obligated to do a mitzvah and you do it. So the chiddush of bnei noyach is, Rabbi Yater Goyim, that if a guy does a mitzvah, even though he's theoretically a mitzvah v'oisa, but he's not going to get schar like a mitzvah v'oisa, he's going to get schar like an eina mitzvah v'oisa. Incidentally, what's the reason for it? It's Rabbi Petterberg and Koich Vayar. He said that the pshat is, because why does the mitzvah v'oisa get more schar? Taisva says in Masechtas Kedushin, it's because when you have to do something, it's the allure of the forbidden fruit. When you're not allowed to have something, ma'im geduvan yum taku. So the Yetzirah goes after you and he makes you want something that you're not allowed to have. Or he tells you, don't do something. When you have to do something, the pressure of having to do it somehow can get to you sometimes. And it can make it more difficult than if you didn't have to do it, you would do it, no problem. Because you have to do it, now you don't want to. See, it's a being that the Bnei Noach, they stopped keeping the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So they didn't have the oil anymore. They didn't have the pressure. You don't have the pressure. Even if you do it, you're not getting schar like a Mitzvah Vais anymore. Because the reason the Mitzvah Vais gets all this schar is because of the pressure. He doesn't have the pressure. That's why he doesn't get the schar. But either way, so the Bnei Yeshua Zayda said an unbelievable chiddush. He said that it should come out. That he said, based on that, I want to say that if someone's machshel going to do an aveira, it's not the same as if you're machshel a yid. Because when you're machshel a yid to do an aveira, he's a mitzvah v'oisa. He just did something the Torah said he's not allowed to do. He said, but being that the bnei noyach were hutra, so on some level they don't have a din of a mitzvah v'oisa. So pasha, you learn it's halach and ilcheschar. They don't get the same amount of reward. It rears on the tzivoy. It rears on the obligation. They're not obligated on the same level. They're an ena mitzvah v'oisa. You're an ena mitzvah v'oisa. My lifnei iver is a derabanan de gelifnei iver. You can't have a deraisa de gelifnei iver if you machshel someone that's an ena mitzvah v'oisa. It's an unbelievable chiddush from the shailas tshuvas bnei Yeshua, the bnei Yeshua Zeda. For more information, Ayin Sham, this is a raid bite in Masechtas Avodah Zarah Davav Zok de Gemara Vaite Vareshor Haniskol. So again, we discuss Gedanosho. We discussed Dam, we discussed Evim and Achai, and now we're up to Shor HaNiskol. And this next kasha of Shor HaNiskol is going to be a kasha not only on Rav Avoh, but this is going to be a kasha on Chizki as well, as we're going to see. Feit Gemara, very Shor HaNiskol, the Rachmano Amar, the Torah says, V'ki yigach Shor es ish, oh yes, ish amami. Sokel yisokel ashar is the punchline. V'lo ye ochel es besara, you're not allowed to eat the basar of the Shor HaNiskol, ubal ashar naki. So again, if you have a shor amud, this shor amud now has to be killed. Sokol yisokel ashar, you give the shor skila, Kemisas Abaylam, Kachemisas Ashor. This is like a real skilo. So you give the shor skilo. Veloye yochlas psar. You're not allowed to eat the flesh. Ubal Ashor noki, and the bal Ashor is going to be noki. We're going to see what that means as well. V'tanya v'lun to the brayse. Mashbesh and amasaki yisakal Ashor. If the Torah says that, what do you do with the shor? You don't shecht it. You give it skilo. You stone it. Any there she nevela. So I know it's a nevela. V'nevela asur ba'achila. I know nevela is also ba'achila. Matam alam veloye yochel. Why the Torah have to tell me you're not allowed to eat a magaluch akasu? Shem shachte lachash nigmar dinoy. Also, you know what Torah is coming to tell me? That it's aser even if you shecht it. Meaning once it's nigmar dinoy, once bezdin paskins that this shor needs to be killed, at that point, even if you shecht it with a kosher shechita, still the halacha is you're not going to be able to eat the shor. Okay, in the elabachilo, but no, how do you know you're not allowed to know from it? Tamaloy maruposik. That's the next few words. Ubal ashor noki. That's what bal ashor noki means. My mashma, what do you see this in bal ashor noki? Shimon ben Zoyma Omer, Shimon ben Zoyma, also known as Ben Zoyma, said, Ka'adam shayim lechaber, yotza pleini nokim in a chasav. Ve'inloy behem hanoa shalklo. Right, this person was cleaned out. The translation works in English as well. He was Yotze Nakim in a chasav. He doesn't have anything, meaning this shor is going to be Aser Bahana. So here's the bottom line. You have a shor on Iskel. It's shtois, whatever. You have to give it skila now. Before you give it skila, a shoychit came, kosher chalif, shia. He went through all the different halachas of how you're supposed to shecht, and he gave it a kosher shchita. Are you allowed to eat it? No. How do you know that? V'lo yachal. Sorry. Can I have a no from it? Can I benefit from it? Can I do something with it? No. Bala Sharnaki. You can't have anah from Adi. Time the cause of a Bala Sharnaki. It sounds like the only reason you're not allowed to have anah is because it said in the Torah. Those words, Bala Sharnaki. Because had it only said Loya Yachel, Isra Achila Mashma, Isra No Loy Mashma. So you see that Loya Yachel means Isra Achila doesn't mean Isra No. Now who's this Akashan on? This is a kash on everybody. This is a kash on Rabbi Vo said every time the Torah says Isra Achila, it also means Isra No. But this is also a kash on Chizkiyah, because what did Chizkiyah say? That lo yoicha, lo soicha, lo soichlenu, that only means Isra Achila, not Isra No. But lo ye yachel means Isra No. That was Chizkiyah. How do you know chametz is also banah on Pesach? Because it says lo ye yachel chametz. So the word lo ye yachel al kopanim zicha means Isra Achila. So this is not just a kash on Rabbi Vo, this is a kash on Chizkiyah as well. Why do I need a pasuk about Lashon Noki to tell me that the Sharan Iskel is also banah? I know it's also banah. Once it says lo ye yachel, it means it's also banah. It's true according to Rabbi Vo. It's true according to Chizkiyah. Zok tigmar. Lo ye yachel, Isra Achila, Isra No. Mashu, right. Really, Yochel means Isra Achila and Isra No. Ubal Ashar Noki, what's Bal Ashar Noki coming to teach me? La Nos Oiro Yehuda Asa. It's coming to teach me that you're also not allowed to benefit from the R, from the skin of the animal. V'itzterich, and I need this chiddush. Because Olka Daita Chamina would have thought, Lo Yochel is Psari Ksiv. Besorei in Oidrei Loi, emphasis on Besorei. I would have thought Lo Yochel es Besorei, but maybe the Aryeh, Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, that you're not only not allowed to benefit from the Basar, you're also not allowed to benefit from the Ar. So you want to know whether the Basar is Aser, Bahana. Of course, Asabana. I know that without any psukim. Lo ye yachel es psare. Whether you're Abavo, whether you're Chizki Avad, it's going to be Asabana. Why then do we need the words Ubal Ashar Naki to tell me that it's Asar Ba'achila and it's Asabana to teach me that the Or is also Asabana? Why would I think the Or is different? Because it says Lo yachel es psare. Mecha tasty the Or. Kamash Malon, not only the bus is Asabana, but even the Or. Now, if you learn Masechtas Bava Kamma, so the Gemara brings different mandamim that learn out different things from the words Ubal Ashar Naki. One mandam learns it lechatzi koifer, right? Just like there's something called chatzi nezek shar tam, there's something called chatzi koifer when a shar kills a person. Ulid mei vlodois, another halacha hanas oirei min alu. So you can use Ubal Ashar Naki to teach me that the oir is asabana. So how does he know the oir is asabana? So the Gemara says nafkulu me es besaroi. He learns it from the word es besaroi. That it does. It says v'loyachel es b'sarai. Your b'sarai means basar. What's s? S is l'rabos. What's s coming to be marba? Not only the basar, but the ar is of v'idach. Okay, the man that needed s needed ubal ashar naki to teach me that the ar is asamano. Why didn't he learn it from s b'sarai? And the teretz, of course, is one of the most famous gemaras in shachs. V'idach s loy darish. He didn't darish in the word s. Kid de tanya. We learned it a brayse. Shimon am suni. He used to darshan every time it says in the Torah the word S. He used to darshan it. When he came to the pasuk as Hashem lekechatira pirish, he walked away. Amru loy talmidav, the talmidim said, Rebbe, kol esem shadarashta mateilev. He used to darshan all the S in Shabbat Torah. What's going to be with this S? Amru lemsi, he told him, kishem shekibalti yischara ladrisha, kachani mekabel schara laprisha. Just like I got schara for all the times that I darshan the S, so too I'm going to get schara for walking away from the S. Shimon HaMsuni used to darshan S. And S always meant something is tuffel to the ikker. But when he came to Hashem lekechatira, he didn't know what a darshan. What's like Hashem? You have to fear Hashem, S and what? right? Es pesaroi the rabbi says oiroi. What's the es Hashem alekechatira gonna be marbi? He didn't know what to do. Atchuba Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Kiva came. The darish and he darish and es Hashem alekechatira. The rabbis tell me the chachamim. Then not only do they have to have yira for the ebishta, but there's an inyan of es Hashem alekechatira. The rabbis tell me the chachamim. What do you see? You see it's a machlekes atanoim. Shimon am suni, Nechemya am suni, Keneg Rabbi Akiva. Whether you're darish es in Shabbat Torah or whether you're not darish es in Shabbat Torah. So the man dama that says es the rabbis as oiroi, that's I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, that was Dairish Asim Shabbat Torah. The man that says that, no, I need a Bala Sharnaki, you can't learn it from S, because he held like Shimon Amsuni, Vamlo Nechemi Amsuni, that you're not able to darshan the Essen. Incidentally, as it relates to that Halacha, do we darshan the Essen, or do we not darshan the Essen? So we mentioned not so long ago, the Lamed Beis Midos of Rabbi Eliezer ben Oish, Rabbi Yisrael Glili. So everyone knows, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, but you'd give a Midos HaTayin Nidresh Hashem. Shloish Hashem Midos HaTayin Nidresh Hashem. But there's the longer version, the 32 Midos HaTayin Nidresh Hashem, that was introduced to us not by Rabbi Yishmal, but Rabbi Eliezer, who was the son of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And the first thing, the first of the 32 midos are, there are certain words that are l'rabbis. Gam is marbe, and one of the words that are marbe is es. So it goes down in the lamed beis midos, I turn to Jereshus mem of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that we darshan es in Shabbat Torah. And Pashim Shad is, it's Rabbi Akiva. And halachic Rabbi Akiva mechavera. So Avad, if Rabbi Akiva said it, that should be the halacha. Now, as it relates to raid bites, about as Hashem like echatira, l'rabbi is talmid chachamim, that's going to be a very long homepage in the related raid bite section, but most recently we spoke about it in Erevin Daf Chav Ches. Erevin Daf Chav Ches, at the end, we spoke about Es Hashem Lekechatir, the Rabbis Tamid HaChamim. We've mentioned a few times recently Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Chumash that was found in a museum, and on the side he had a guy, he used it for 40 years, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden is Doirish, Kol Esim Shabbat Torah. Recently we spoke about it in the context of Sholosh Pamim Bashana Yeira, Kol Schurche Es Penei Ha'adon Hashem, earlier in the Masechta. Either way, Ayin Sham, one more Gimel. What about Arla? The Rachmana Amar Arelim. It says in the Torah regarding Arla Arelim, and it says Lo Yoichal. It's Lo Yoichal. That's important. Not Lo Yoichal. Lo Yoichal. The Tanya we learned in a Brayis Arelim Lo Yoichal. In the El Israchil, I would only Israchil. Minayin Shlo Yehenemim. How do you know you're not allowed to have a nod form? For example, Shlo Yitzba Boy. You're not allowed to take fruit that's Arla and use it as a dye. From Lo Yadik Boy as a ner. You're not allowed to use it as a ner. Tamalim Vararltem or Losoy Arelim Lo Yoichal. The Rabbi says going to teach me. Not only you're not allowed to eat it, you're also not allowed to have a nod from. It's Oktimar time because of Rechmano Vararltem or Losoy Arelim. Halav Ochi Avam Minu Israchil Mashma Israanoloy Mashma. It sounds like I need a special drosha Vararltem. All these extra words to tell me that it's also asamana. Without that, it sounds like it would be mutabana. It says lo yeyachel. This is a kash on everybody. It's a kash on Rabbi Avo. Every time it says achila means ano, and it's a kash on Chizki as well. Sakti Gemara. No. It's not a kash. Lo yochel always means achila and ano. Veshani hasam, here it's different. The chsiv lochem. It says the word lochem, and because it says the word lochem, shalosh. The pasuk says shalosh shanim yeh lochem. Lachem sounds like you're allowed to benefit from it. It's sounds a little bit like it should be yours. You can use a kamash malon. That it's not okay. Okay. So the Gemara thought lachem means you're allowed to have anah from it. But now we know you're not allowed to have anah from it. So at the end of the day, why did the Torah say lachem? The Torah had to tell me you're not allowed to have anah from it, because otherwise I would have been misled by the word lachem. Okay. But at the end of the day, you can't have anah from it. So why did the Torah say lachem? Meaning, let it not say lachem. Not say va'araltam or losay arelim, and I would know it's asabana. Now, at the end of the day, the Torah wrote the word lochem, which seems to be extra. It was misleading. Okay, but at the end of the day, the Torah wrote it. So why? What do we do with the word lochem? So the Gemara says, look at the Tanya. I need it for the following price. So lochem l'rabbis es hanotua l'rabim, to teach me that if someone has a plant, he planted a tree for the rabim, even then, tree is included in the laws of Arla. I mean, you would have thought maybe a private tree is included, a public tree, not Kamash one, even public. Yehuda Oimer, just the opposite. Lohitzi asana to the rabbim. Lachem teaches me that if it belongs to the rabbim, there is no issa. My time is the Tanakama, so it's an interesting machloikis. Lerabbis, lerabbim, lohitzi lerabbim. So the Gemara says, Tanakama held, chsibu natatem liyachit. The word natatem sounds like yachit, even though the word natatem sounds a little bit like a rabbim, but it means we're talking to everybody. Each one of you individually are not allowed to plant an or you're not allowed to eat arla. So mashmal the rabbim loy, kamashmal on. Nuratatim liyachim mashmal the rabbim loy, mashmal kasr rechmal olchem lavi esana to the rabbim. The Tanakhama held that the word unatatim is mashmal yachid. If that's the case, lochem is marba, not only yachid, even Rabbim is also. Rabbi Yehuda unatatim mashma bein Rabbim bein Yochid. Rabbi Yehuda just the opposite. Unatatim is a lashon Rabbim. It's mashma Yochid and Rabbim. Vilochen is also mashma bein Yochid bein Rabbim. Have a riba yacharibah. If that's the case, you have two psukim that are telling me that the iser arlo applies even to a Rabbim. Vein riba yacharibah arlo might. And we know the rule that anytime you have a double positive, you actually end up with a negative. Just like a negative, double negative is a positive. Miyatacham miyat is a Rabbis. Riba yacharibah is a might. And that's why the halacha is according to Rabbi Yehuda, that from the word lochem, you're not marba a tree that belongs to Rabbim, you're actually memait a tree that belongs to Rabbim. So the bottom line is, the topic of today's daf was the machloikis between Rabbi Avoh and Chizki. Wherever it says in Torah you're not allowed to eat something, macholes asurus, does it mean also isra hana, or does it not mean isra hana? According to Rabbi Avoh, isra achila always means isra hana as well. Actually, yifar l'cha akasav, gideru shafar l'cha akasav, and available betreifa. According to Chizki, it's not true. Torah says you shouldn't eat it, means you shouldn't eat it. You are allowed to have hana. If it says a lashon like lo ye achel, that already is going to be different. The Gemara fired away from some of the better known examples of Macholis Asuros. We talked a little bit about the Gitanosha, a little bit about the Isnadam, a little bit about Eva Menachai, the Shar HaNisko, which is also about, we had a little bit about Arla, and the Gemara discussed it in the context of Rabbi Avoh, in the context of Chizkiah. So far, what came out in today's daf is, after going through all these different Macholis Asuros, right, we have Chometz, which the Gemara talked about briefly, but we have Nevela, we have Trefa, we have Gid HaNosha, again we have Dam, we have Eva Menachai, we have the Shor HaNisko, we have Arlo. So far there's no machloikis between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avoh. So far it sounds like it's a shaila of semantics. So far, right, the Gemara says, Rabbi Avoh, why would Rabbi Avoh hold this mutter b'hanah over there? So the Gemara explained it. And why would Chizkiah hold this mutter b'hanah over there? And the Gemara explained it. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me tzatzah b'hanah? The Gemara explained it. But so far we have no machloikis. So far we've gone through some of the sugis chamuris and shas, some of the better known examples of Macholis Hasuris, and no Macholikis. So that's just a lumdis, maybe how you get there. But at the end of the day, you arrive in the same place. It's some things are Mutabana, like Gid HaNosha, and some things are Asabana, like the Shor HaNisko. But the point is, at the end of the day, so far we don't know what the Macholikis is. In fact, this is going to be such an obvious point that in tomorrow's after Gemara at some point is going to say, all right, Tachlis, so what are we arguing about? Sounds like we're getting along on everything. But either way, part two of this Sugya in tomorrow's